But there is a bigger question to come from all this that each person must answer. Are you prepared for the prophetic events that are sure to come? Do you have a relationship with God through faith in His Son, Jesus Christ? Will you recognize the signs for yourself?
As a child of God, we have nothing to fear of the end times. Deuteronomy chapter 32, God tells us that we are the apple of His eye. And therefore, we have nothing to fear of the Antichrist, of the events of the tribulation or the end times, because we are a child of the living God.
Well, I think for the average Christian, their response should simply be, to all of this, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Indeed, what's happening in these days confirms and fulfills the reality and the validity of the Scriptures, and also points to a glorious event called the blessed hope. Not hopelessness, but hope for the believer, and that's the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ for the church. So it's for the believer, it's a wonderful validation of something wonderful on the horizon. For the unbeliever, it's terrifying because it leads to acceleration of cataclysmic events that will be much graver than the ones we're experiencing at this present moment.
The Bible is the truth of God, so the better you know the Scriptures, the better prepared you will be to withstand what is to come. Whether Christians are here for the tribulation or raptured before the terrible destruction begins, the daily reading of the Scriptures, particularly the New Testament, is a must for every Christian.
The world is a time bomb whose fuse has long since been lit. The hoofbeats of the four horsemen of the apocalypse are clearly to be heard by all those who have ears to hear. The bad news is the Titanic is going down. The good news is you don't have to get on it. For there's an escape route, there's a way out, there is an alternative. For we are promised that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Jesus said, "Lift up your head when you see the signs and know that your redemption is drawing near." These are signs of hope and the assurance that the end times are a new beginning.
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with men, and He will live with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away."
How close are we to this amazing culmination of God's plan for the world? As Jesus Himself said, only the Father knows for sure. So then why did God choose to give us so many tantalizing clues without allowing us to solve the mystery? Perhaps it was for one simple reason. He wants us to be ready, not just in the end times, but at all times. Jesus told His disciples to keep watch. Although we cannot know the day or the hour, we can be certain He will come in all His power and glory, and that we will be with Him for eternity.